Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Mirai? We're getting a little worried here. June looked up your phone location, and it's saying you're like 2 hours north of Tokyo. What's going on? June said you were supposed to go to Kyoto. We have to focus in the park now, but this is our last chance to find Junichi. I have some new audio I'm including for you to listen to, but...
This is Jessica? Oh my gosh, I didn't think we'd meet so soon.
Did you see how she just blew all the Aswang away with fire? Why are all the people in this park crazy strong?
It's been so long since I've met humans in the park. Hi, I'm Jessica.
Hi, I'm Alina. These are my friends, Drew and June, and obviously, Dog.
Yes, Dog, it's been so long. Where have you been all these years?
You wouldn't believe the adventure I've had.
She's over here.
Oops, silly me. You'd think after all these years I'd have figured it out by now.
Oh, do you have the same condition as Sam? Loss of sense around creatures or something?
Yes. You know so much. We should chat. It's been a while since I've been to the park. Something tells me you have all the answers.
Join our group. It may not be the same, but everyone here is really nice.
Dog, I'm not here to play nice. Not anymore. Sorry, that sounded quite rude. Let me clarify, I'm here for business, not pleasure.
Actually,
what,
Jessica?
What business is there to do in the park?
Oh, well, I'm sure, as you all know, there's a certain balance that needs to be maintained in the park. Although, maybe you should stick to the little guys for now. I'd be happy to tell you everything, but it'd be great if I could have a moment with Dog first. Would that be all right?
Yes, I'd like that. So, Jessica, how have you been?
Yeah, I've been well. Anything happened in the park that I should be aware of?
Oh, well, you know, we've almost been killed, drowned, crushed, had our blood sucked out. Oh, you know, but pretty standard fare for the park. What about, where have you been hiding all this time?
Oh, you know, here and there, around, keeping busy, same as you. Speaking of, I guess, what I've been up to. Well, I guess I'll just come out and say it. Dog, don't freak out. But I have made a contract with, Jin.
What were you thinking, Jessica?
Hey, buddies. Everything okay over here?
Yeah, Dog is just being a bit overbearing of my current situation. It's fine. Nothing she can do about it, anyways. Stay safe.
What was all that about, Dog?
Well, it seems the reason why Jessica is able to do all of those amazing things today is because she's working with a djinn. That's how she's been able to get around the park without being in danger.
Well, Jessica's your friend, and she seems knowledgeable about the park, so hopefully that means she did her research, too.
Hopefully. But Jessica's also the kind of person who will do whatever it takes to win.
You know who that sounds like, Drew? Alina.
Yeah, totally Alina.
Hey!
Totally Alina.
I'll take that as a compliment for now.
Well, regardless, Jessica is right. We've been at the park for a while. We should get out and regroup. Hey, Sam could be here tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the deal we made with Terry. Dog? Wait.
What's wrong, Alina? We're almost at the park bench.
Yeah, just give me a second.
Okay.
It's just... Do you think this is enough for Sam to forgive me?
Alina, no one can decide that but Sam himself.
Right. Right. It's just... I'm not used to being so... unprepared.
You've been coming to the park without any protection for months now.
You know that's not what I mean. I didn't realize how dangerous this place was. Now, I carry little pints of holy water and a bunch of metal.
Well, if it helps at all, I can see you've improved.
Thanks, dog. That really means a lot.
Come on. I'll be right there with you.
Okay, let's do this. Sam! Terry! Cerberus, it's great to see you all again.
Alina, hey. Dog, it's been a while.
I'm always happy to see you, Sam.
She said she was happy to see you.
Sam, would it be okay to talk in private?
Sure, let's do this.
So, okay. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry I lied to you and broke our promise. That was childish of me, and I didn't understand the full consequences of my actions.
Alina, it's fine. I had a chance to listen to some of your files, and... Well... Yeah.
Yeah? That's it?
Look, it's kind of not really the right time for this.
How is this not the right time? We haven't met in so long. We have to talk about this.
Can't we discuss this when I'm ready?
But there's so many questions I need to know.
Again? Alina, why are you always searching for answers?
But how could I not? Listen, the way you treated June was, I don't know, weird. Look, I know about Junichi, but...
Who's Junichi?
Junichi. Junichi as in June's twin brother. I've heard he's been to the park before, I just assumed.
His name was Junichi.
You didn't know his name? Sam, I know it looks like I haven't changed. But it just feels like you'll disappear again. So I'm a bit nervous. But I will wait for you whenever you're ready to talk. Anytime.
Yeah, I'd like that. But for now, can you promise me something?
Yeah, of course.
You're gonna hear some rumors about the woods. Can you promise to stay away from there?
Okay. As long as you promise me something, though.
What is it?
You need to meet my friends. I'd like to introduce you to Drew and June. You know, you actually already know Drew. And, of course, June. Well, my June. I think he'd be happy to answer any questions you have about your June.
He's not... I would like that.
Oh? Is there... Never mind. Thank you for coming back, Sam. I'm glad I got to see you again. I'll catch you later.
Catch you later, Alina.
I'm so excited for you guys to meet Sam.
Great. So things are working out well, then.
Yeah. Well, that's a good word for it. He said I was asking for too much last time.
I mean, if you weren't, I think something was wrong.
I'm doing better.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, where's the vote of confidence? What? Oh, I can't believe him.
Oh, did he cancel?
Yeah, super last minute too. What are we going to do now?
Oh, no. Well, the park should be safer now regardless, right? And we came all this way. We might as well see some creatures.
You're just happy you don't have to meet Sam yet.
Oh, I work up to things, okay?
Well, how about over there? There's a cave further downstream that we haven't seen yet. Do we want to go check that out?
So, dog... what creature is in this nice and dark and cold and scary and probably bug-filled cave?
Well, there's one of the most famous spiders from West Africa, Anansi.
Oh, are you guys having a camping trip? Here?
Where did you pop up from?
I'm just exploring. Although, if you wanted to camp, I suggest going to the fields. The stars are great at night.
Oh, what? We definitely have to do that.
Focus, June.
Space.
We're helping Anansi find his kids.
Anansi is already gone.
What?
You're probably just wasting your time.
No, you don't understand. He's the first god to have appeared, Jessica. He must know what to do.
Okay, dog, we can come back another time.
Is that why you came to find him? Anansi doesn't have answers for you, dog. It's not his problem. Just leave it alone and stop sticking your nose in other people's business.
Just because you know this way is much better than trusting a djinn.
Well, since you know everything, I guess I'll just leave then. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
It's not like that. Please, I'm just trying to help.
There's nothing to help, dog. Run along and live your life as the cute little creature.
Wait, Jessica, don't go!
Dog? Is everything okay?
I couldn't help but overhear.
Anansi, where did you go?
Listen, that Jessica girl is too crazy for even me.
Were you really not going to answer any of our questions?
Child, you are dealing with not just any god, but a trickster. I am not always the hero in the stories.
No, you have to help us. I've heard your stories. Yes, you're a bit selfish and spiteful, but you help people. So please, help us too. For dog?
Alas, but I'm afraid Jessica is correct. This is not a matter gods can handle. Only humans.
What are you talking about? How could there ever be a situation where gods can't do something, but humans can?
A situation that was human-made.
No offense. We're in a park full of mythical creatures. This situation that we're in doesn't really seem like a human-made problem.
And yet, all creatures were made by humans. Do you understand now?
No, I am so lost.
I'm sorry, little Martian. Any answers you hear will not be the ones you want. Goodbye, and good luck.
But you didn't explain anything! We're still confused!
So there's nothing I can do?
Alina, not that I don't like seeing you all the time, but haven't you been hanging out in the cafe a little too often?
What? No. I'm just taking my time. You know, taking breaks is really healthy.
Have you heard from Dog at all?
No. June says she's been getting coddled by his mom, so hopefully she's calmed down after that talk with Anansi.
I just don't understand what's going on.
Just my luck.
Terry!
Oh, why here? Of all places, why here?
Sam recommended this spot to me. I should have known. Whatever, it's fine. I can just leave.
Wait, no! You can stay. Can I ask you something?
Haven't been able to stop you yet.
What exactly are you guys trying to hide about the woods?
So you really did listen to the recording?
I mean, okay, of course I did. You predicted it too.
Please don't make it sound like I know you.
Anyways, I get that there's a dangerous creature in there, but why can't we help? You left us with the Aswangs last time. Clearly you think we can handle ourselves.
The woods are just a different level, okay?
So it's the woods you're worried about, not this creature. And how does Jessica play into this? And Dog? You know, she's been so worried about...
Jessica? Wait, how do you know about Jessica?
What do you mean? We've met her a couple of times in the park already.
That's not good. I need to go.
Go? Wait, but we just started chatting! Wait, hold on!
Alina?
Drew, come
Alina,
on.
Where are you guys going?
We gotta go!
My coworker's gonna hate me if I clock out early again.
Just do it!
Alright, give me 1 second.
We're finally here.
Terry? Alina? Drew? This is quite the surprise and very worrying at the same time.
Oh, hey. You're right. We haven't done this yet, huh? So, hello from your local barista. Yeah, I'm also Alina's best friend. Hey, turns out you were the Sam I was looking for.
Yeah. They're one of the friends I mentioned who I brought to the park. They have to stay, if that's okay. Drew's kind of my impulse control sometimes.
I'll even sweeten the deal with free coffee. And on occasion. Every now and then. Don't tell my boss.
Okay, just keep me posted whenever you guys are here.
Now, can we talk about why we're actually here? Jessica's also back with a djinn.
Yeah, if you'd stayed a little longer, you know, that day with the Aswangs, you would have known sooner.
Drew, play nice, please.
Hmm.
I want Sam to have a good impression.
Well, we always knew that she would, but how?
I'm also concerned she might not be in the right state of mind.
I know Terry is worried, but I really think she's okay.
Yeah, she was insanely good when she saved us from the Aswang attack.
Okay, then let's try and find her. We should see how she is. We are her friends after all.
Sure. We'll let you know if we see her again. I'm sure she's not that bad. So, like, we actually didn't get a chance to talk much about Jessica last time because we were all pissed off about some encantado. But did you know about the fairy incident? Terry brought it up.
Yes, there was a situation back then. I'm sure Drew will know what this means, but basically, Jessica was spirited away.
Dang. Like the fairies took her?
Whoa, isn't that what you've always wanted?
Yeah, but don't bring it up.
It certainly does seem like a dream, a literal fairy tale. But fairies, just like mermaids, are a little different than what the stories would have you believe. It makes you wonder why they're so cute.
How long was she gone for?
Well, for us, it was at most a couple of hours, but I think for her, it was more like a few months. She doesn't like to talk about it. Though, clearly, she has a strong hatred for them now.
How does that even happen? I mean, I assume she was familiar with the park by then, right?
Well, that's an easy answer.
Oh, she heard me say that.
I was tricked. Fooled. Bamboozled. Like in all the nursery rhymes.
Jessica, you sure have gotten good at sneaking up on us.
Of course. It comes with the territory of having a djinn. You know, I realized recently that we never really got a chance to catch up like I said we would. Now, tell me, has anything changed recently? I've been out of the loop for a while.
Anything recent? Oh boy. Well, there was this whole thing where I kind of got Sam angry with me. For good reasons, and I've apologized, so...
And don't forget about the Aswangs.
She was there for that! I think you mean don't forget what the Vital said about the woods.
Actually, we've been wondering how you and your djinn work together. The gang has never seen one before, right?
Oh, yeah. But we were talking about the park.
We can discuss another time. I'm always available for gossip. You know, I have wondered how all of you have survived in the park. The lion dogs are cute, but you have no source of offense. Is there anything in the fields today? Ginny, is there a creature there?
Yes. There's the Ayravat grazing in the field at your 2:00.
Holy moly. Is that an elephant?
An elephant?
Jessica, wait.
Wait? But it sounds like the perfect creature to assert our dominance over.
Wait, doesn't dominance?
It? What? Mm-hmm.
Are you going to fight a freaking elephant?
Jessica, this is considered to be the king of elephants. And as I said, the vessel for the god of the sky. You cannot be displaying this level of disrespect.
I deserve as much respect as they do.
Okay. Let's... maybe... Hey, remember back in elementary school when we all learned, you know, that... sharing is caring and respect is earned, not demanded.
They also told us knowledge is power and to never back away from any challenge.
Oh my God, what elementary school did you go to?
I think that, like, when they said that, they were referring to, like, learning to read and doing long division, you know, not starting fights with immortal beings just for fun. But I don't know, that's just kind of my opinion.
Jin, you know what to do.
This is what I have to deal with.
Whoa, okay. You do not need to attack an innocent creature to prove how strong you are.
You will learn pretty quickly that you really do.
Alina, I don't think that she's going to listen to us. We need to help Iravat.
Right. You and June try and get Iravat out of here. Do whatever you can, even if you have to scare them off.
All right, come on, June, let's go.
Okay, here, Iravat.
Why are you trying to stop me? You said you wanted to see this. You said you wanted to learn how to survive.
But this isn't the way. Don't you remember what we did together just a few years ago? We had fun. We helped creatures. You loved Cerberus like they were your own dog, and they're a hellhound.
Well, things changed. Jenny, go.
Huh?
Dio, G, keep the gent away from the Iravat, please. You guys, watch out!
Ow. You're welcome.
What? What happened?
Chiropractor this month.
They scared it off.
It's gone? No! Why would you let it leave?
You need to calm down. There's no need to show this kind of aggression towards any creature.
Yes, Jessica, please, let's just talk this over. We could be like before, like with Sam and Terry.
Stop trying to help me. I don't need your help. I don't need anything from you. You don't understand.
I can if you just tell me. Please, aren't we friends?
Friends? You can't be serious. Do not get in my way ever again.
Well, now we know why everyone said not to trust her.
But what was that? What on earth happened to her for her to act this way? Dog? Is it really because of the fairies?
I don't know. This isn't the Jessica that I know.